I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me for another exclusive musician interview as we go backstage with the New World Symphony. There are more than 80 musicians in the New World Symphony this season, and like any orchestra, there are some sections that are pretty large, the violin section, for example. But some of the musicians, they literally stand alone, or, in the case of harp fellow Grace Browning, they sit alone.
You know, one thing I think some people wonder about is what it's like to be more or less a section of one. Sometimes you have a second harpist or, you know, even a third, but most of the time you are by yourself. And I think a lot of people will sometimes first assume that it can get pretty lonely. But fortunately, I usually find that I get to interact with all the different sections of the orchestra at one time or another because the harp is actually a relatively versatile instrument.
Grace is the harp fellow with the New World Symphony, and this is her first season performing with the group. She's originally from Northern Virginia, just outside of D.C., and it was after moving to the area years ago that she first started to get serious about the harp.
When we actually moved to the D.C. area, it was over the summer, and my mom was worried that I would have the whole summer basically doing nothing, not knowing anyone in the area, so she sent me to my first band camp, more or less.
And that band camp is really the reason Grace still plays the harp today.
The difference between this and most band camps was that it actually had an orchestra program, and I was going for harp. So this was the first time I really got to play with other musicians, with the harp, and also to actually play with other harpists my own age. And this was a pretty big deal for me because prior to that experience, I really didn't know anyone else who played the harp. So it became much more of a social activity for me, and that's when I really fell in love with ensemble playing.
Working with the New World Symphony and with conductor Michael Tilson-Thomas is a dream come true for Grace. She's really wanted to be part of the organization for a long, long time. 6 years, in fact. She first heard about the program during her freshman year at the Eastman School.
I think one of my friends first told me about it. They said it's this amazing orchestra in Florida where you get to play with MTT and you get to live in Miami Beach and you play orchestra concerts every week, and it basically just sounded like heaven, like right there on the spot. A lot of people ask how it's different from school, and it's funny because I see it as being so different from school because I literally feel like I'm a professional here because we're able to hold ourselves to basically the highest standards of performance. We're treated like professionals, and we really learn to rise to each occasion. You know, each week we're presented with a new challenge, a new program of music that we may or may not have played before, and each week you get progressively better and more experienced. And so having that experience under your belt gives you a new kind of confidence, and I think that is probably one of the most important things that you need as a performer is confidence. Not just from experience, but really confidence in your own voice. Being the only harpist here, I feel like that has really improved for me. I really feel like I can call myself a harpist now, you know?
Even though she enjoys playing solo repertoire for the harp, Maurice Ravel and Gabriel Pierné are two of her favorite composers, Grace defines herself as an ensemble player, and working with other musicians is something she genuinely enjoys.
I really start to listen for the role that all the different sections play and figure out, you know, how the harp fits into that and how it kind of works together with all the different groups. So fortunately, with all of that interacting, I don't really get too lonely.
The section of one, the only harp fellow with the New World Symphony. That was Grace Browning. And I'm Elena C. Join me again for your exclusive look backstage with the New World Symphony next Wednesday at 8 a.m. and again at 5 p.m. here on Classical South Florida.